This seems to have like
these two-legged things have caused more problems. The biggest thing that's caused problems since Eve.
Hi, old dad humor. No, it seems like every year this subject pops up, and I don't know how or why, but definitely since MT came on, it like re-sparked the fire.
Yeah,
because let's back up a couple years ago when we got in, like first started this debate with people.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, you get a couple people like, oh, you're so wrong. But like, people are really
upset about it. And we were planning this big BiPod video. Life happened, and we never got around to it. So, This isn't all of them.
Yeah, those are just yours. None of mine are even here anymore.
This isn't all of them. This isn't even all of mine. But what happened was...
You see what happened was...
What happened was, a couple years ago... When the everybody's favorite, the Magpul came out.
The goat.
Literally the goat. I started testing it. Now, full disclosure, I was just like everyone else, seeing it and then seeing it in person.
I remember the first time it came in and you were really disappointed with it.
I was nose up, snooty as shit about it and everything else. And literally that night, I got into the boom room and I tried to break. It's one of these. It's probably this one, actually. The first one. I tried to break it and I couldn't. Literally by expanding it and standing on it, stomping on it, putting all my weight on it, couldn't break it.
The only thing the Magpul bipod can break is the internet.
So I'm like, you know what? I'm gonna give it its day in court. I shot it that night.
This is about the time you started on 6ARC, right?
Probably, yes. Yeah. I shot it that night, and I was like, oh. And then I started playing with it, noticing all the little details and everything else. And I'm like, wait a minute. This fucking bipod is amazing. So I bought up several more.
Well, yeah. I mean, the Magpul bipod is like a very fine, nicely aged wine. You normies can't appreciate it. But the connoisseur, the shooting connoisseur, can appreciate the finer details.
So if you're wondering what this is all about, once again, Emmettine resurfaced this thing. Little did he know that I had already tested a truckload of bipods, and I'm like, well, if you haven't shot behind one, you just don't know. There's a reason why I run these on all my hunting rifles. And that's because they truly are pretty fantastic. Spark this little me and MT been going at it in little meme wars here and there, which is all in good fun. We really don't care that much, but it's fun. But the people on the internet, they definitely care. So I'm like, you know what? Fuck this. We're gonna do the fucking bipod video. So we've already filmed the first video. It's like the introduction to the series. Now, my plans are. We're going to save, and that's all over on the other YouTube channel, Tick Spreader Hunting. We're going to save the testing and what have you for that YouTube channel. And we're going to utilize the podcast for talking about bipods more than anything. Now, if you're just listening and everything else, and you want to see what all the bipods are on the table, definitely go check out the YouTube channel for the podcast or Spotify. And we have the video. We're fancy. We have the video version up, but... We're really going to just talk about the bipods on the podcast and then save all the testing for the YouTube channel and kind of go from there. And I am actively getting more bipods because so many people are like, if you don't use this one, then fuck you. You know, basically like the big red thing. But so I'm going to get a few more. Now, I'm not going to get into tall bipods, meaning the 25-inch plus bipods. There are some available on the market. I'm not going to get into that right now. That's different realm. This is literally just going to be like the 69s, the 913s. So our plan today is just briefly talk about some of the bipods on the table and, you know, trying to let you know that Magpul is the best. But, you know, I think it's important before we get going to go ahead and, you know, put this out there. Most of the people talking shit. Now, okay, let me back this up. Anytime anybody actually talks shit on the Magpul Bipod, I always ask them, hey, which one did you try out? Or do you have one? Have you shot behind one? And the answers are always the same. No. So if you legitimately have a Magpul Bipod, let us know in the comments down below what you think about it. Now, I'm sure there's going to be some people lie. It's the internet. But Emptine's wrong about this one. There are a lot of people that love the Magpul Bipod. I assure you, they've been messaging me.
Only people with good taste.
Only people with good taste. And you know, it's like I said, like, aesthetically speaking, let's just take a look at them for a moment. For you, those who are listening, we're going to pick up some bipods here. Aesthetically speaking, yes, I get it. You know what? I'm going to pick up my least favorite bipod. Yes, the Atlas looks better. What do you think, John? Aesthetically speaking alone.
It depends what you're into.
I know. That's kind of where I lean. But at the end of the day, I'm sitting here looking at them, and it's like, from first appearances, you know, I did the same thing when I first saw my first Magpul. You're looking at that, it's like, oh, that's clearly going to be the better bipod. But how, let's be honest here. And I want your take on this. How many people are just, they're just saying this because it's not priced right?
You know what? Let's be honest. How many people only use their bipod to, like, kick up their rifle so it doesn't fall over?
I should have brought a goddamn rifle in here so I could show you why people want the Atlas.
Yeah. It's.
You know what? I'm just going to. You're going to have to visualize, if you will, folks, a rifle being clamped to this bipod. And so I'm cringe. Rotating the legs back.
So cringe.
The legs backwards. Inverted, if you will. That's the only reason why they like Atlas. So they can take a picture. I
think people think, oh, metal's more sturdy than plastic.
It's some of that. I have actually read some of those comments. How could the Magpul be good? It's a polymer.
Yeah.
You know, whereas my Atlas is metal. It's like, that doesn't mean it's better. I don't know why. I didn't realize it was such a sensitive subject for so many folks. Like, I honestly, you know, until a couple years ago when this shit surfaced, I think I said, like, Magpul Bipod's like the best. And I did a little slow motion video on my cell phone of rifles under a set amount of recoil. Not me behind the rifles, just me setting weights behind the rifles and trying to load the bipod, which, you know, Atlas you can't load, Harris you can't load, and pulling the trigger so you can see what happens to the bipod on a recoil. And it just, like, the fucking world melted when I put out that video. They're just like, oh, it's bullshit. Yeah. And then Amatine's big thing for the podcast was he did this, didn't he? And he was like, it's wobbly. And I'm just like, and this happened after podcast. It's also, you know, we had an interesting conversation about this later on where I was like, have you shot behind a Magpul? Well, no, I wouldn't own one. I said, well, how can you truly have an opinion about the Magpul bipod having not shot behind it? To which he replied, well, fuck, I guess I'm going to have to get one. I'm like, no, no, don't get one. I'm having too much fun with it. I said, because ultimately when you get one and you start shooting behind it, you're going to see what I'm talking about and you're going to start running a Magpul bipod and the little argument's going to be over and it's not going to be fun anymore. And he's like, oh, fuck you. But anyway, I guess we should know by now how many people, like, hitch their identity to products. I can't imagine caring so much about a bipod, but apparently a lot of people do. So,
well, I think, okay, here's the thing. I think most people think of bipod and they think of something that, like, again, kicks my gun up and keeps it from falling over on its side versus, like, having something to use to help you shoot better effectively, right?
Right, as a tool.
Like, how many people who use bipods even load them?
Not many.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think we're also, you know, social media being the echo chamber that it is, like, most people on social media talking all this shit are just the same people that don't actually shoot that much, or they don't actually know how to utilize a bipod for other than something to just hold the rifle up. Like, those are the people that are talking shit on the Magpul.
Yeah.
And let's be honest, the only fucking reason that this Boingy boy is still around is because military bullshit. That's the only fucking reason. That's
what military snipers
use.
That's
the only... I'm going to say it right now. Like, you know, I don't use these anymore. Like, you know, I do like Harris's company. It's American made. It's great. But these are outdated. They I don't use them anymore. There's just no reason to. Like, it's stupid. if I'm being completely honest, Harris bipods, they're just completely worthless to me. Like, I don't, they're dead to me. And like you said, and like I just said, just got through saying, the only reason why these are even still around is because of the military bullshit. Like, the stuff attached to it, the people that uses it. Because, you know, military always makes the best decisions about what cartridges and what have you to run.
All you have to do is there was a video, and it's everybody yerks off over him, but Nicholas Irving, he was the Reaper. He was this military sniper. Had, like, a bunch of confirmed kills. Just go on YouTube. I'm pretty sure it's this video, Impact Shooting. Does kind of an overview. It was watching him and another guy go out to the range. They got a new rifle, sighting it in.
Oh.
So this is a very decorated, confirmed military sniper. Just go watch that video.
I've seen that.
And then go take into account
what
do you think, when you hear military snipers use this.
Do you think that was bullshit? Do you think that was just them clowning people? Or do you think
I'd fucking hope so, because it's painful to watch.
It is. I haven't watched it since it came out.
It felt like me sighting in a rifle for the first time.
It was pretty awful. yeah,
but I get it, because, I mean, well, people, it's like anything with the military. People take it out of context, and it's like the consumer market versus military is so much different. It's like, we're going to have a bunch of, like, you're going to learn on this, like, you don't get to choose your gear. It's just what it is.
Right.
And there's contracts, there's a bunch of other bullshit. It's the usually what they can get the cheapest, like, balance of cheap and, you know, everything else. So, like, until you get into very decorated, like, special forces units that are, like, they have, you know, black card from the CIA to be able to order, you know, paid for by, you know, Mexican drug cartel, cocaine smuggling. Like, those guys get to pick what they want. But
I guarantee you, if you went to, you know, Johnny... infantryman, and you're like, okay, you get to choose between the shit that you have right now or whatever you want. Do you think he's gonna be like, nah, man, this is military stuff? No, he's gonna be like, oh, fuck all this stupid shit. Give me this and this and this, which is ultimately, like, if he knows what he's talking about, ultimately, it's gonna be like much better equipment.
Yeah.
It's not, military doesn't choose things. Big military, we're talking about big military. They don't choose things because it's the best necessarily.
Yeah.
Like, that's just not the reality of the situation. Oh, got it in. So, again, I'm back to what I'm saying. Like, Harris is dead to me. I don't run Harris anymore. I still have a bunch of them. They'll probably end up in here at some point, but I don't run them anymore. There's absolutely no 100%. No reason to run a Harris anymore.
But wait, that's what the Marines use. And they can shoot out to 1,000 yards with an M16 with iron.
Well, the most latest backfire video would prove that to be bullshit.
No, they should have just given him an M16 with iron.
Yeah, irons. That's the problem. He had an optic. He should have had irons. What the fuck ever. But anyways, I mean, Obviously, we've talked about Magpul. There are more. There are new versions of the Magpul. There is one that clamps straight onto a
sling stud.
Sling stud. I don't remember what this model is called. I have some of those. They're fantastic.
You get M-Lock M913. They have the 17S. They have sling stud.
There is a newer version of the Magpul bipod that's cheaper that doesn't have the pan feature. I'm not going to recommend that one simply because just a few more dollars for the one that does have pan and tilt. Now, I see why they did that. They wanted a even lighter option. And there, you know, when you start talking about cutting all the weight out for like a mountain hunting trip, and then, you know, I talked about this in the YouTube video, the introduction video, something like the Spartan bipod is about as lightweight as it gets, but you're always in the moment you start cutting out weight, you got to start getting rid of some features. While this is one of my, you know, favorite lightweight bipods, it is relatively speaking featureless. It's just a bipod. So, you know, that's, I'm assuming that's why Magpul did the much lighter weight version. And I mean, also, like, you get into the Harris's, everybody, Harris, there are several different options for that. And they start cutting cost, cutting out feature sets. And that's a big thing to me, is the feature sets on each one of these bipods, what they do, are they good for something, whatever the case may be. There are some things that you may not ever use, and there are some things that you will use a lot. And that's like your, what I'm talking about is like these pan and tilt features and everything else built in the bipod. There is a point of probably diminishing returns where there's just too much shit happening. But it seems as if nowadays they're kind of figuring out like what are important features for each bipod. And I'm going to go back to the Atlas here for a moment. Although, albeit as gay as it is when people post photos of them at the range with their bipod and the legs are turned backwards, shooting on a bench.
It's like Dodge truck owners that have those big mirrors and they're not towing a trailer, but they have them extended. And it looks retarded.
Number one, from a bench rest shooting situation, I don't know why the fuck you would ever do that.
Well, yeah, think about it. As soon as the rifle's going to recoil, just basic physics, like what? If it does move, it's going to bring your, it's going to make your muzzle jump up.
That said, from a PRS shooting standpoint, when you're getting on these super small barricades, probably stupid shit that you would never actually shoot from in real life.
when you're playing long range yoga,
there is an argument for those extra notches, for the extra, you know, extra positions, if you will, of the legs. Like, there have been times where I thought, man, I wish they'd have put at least one or two more locations into the Magpul bipod. For very specific use case that's more prone to be a thing in PRS style shooting. But
the only time I've actually seen it make sense with some of the Atlas stuff is extreme high angle shooting. So think like stadium snipers.
Yeah.
If you're shooting, again, extreme high angle, which is none of you ever. No. Like, that's the only time I've actually seen it where it made sense to me.
Crazy. Okay. So that smaller barricade you're shooting off of, and for whatever reason, just plopping a bag up there and resting your rifle on a bag.
You mean that barricade where there's like a flat piece of ground, like 2 feet to the left of it, that you could probably get a better angle on?
And I will say this, I have used this shooting in rocks where there's just no way that, you know, the legs being parallel, I guess is what you'd say, to each other would work. And I'd kick a leg over, extend this out like at some weird freaking crazy angle. But the reality of that situation is I probably should have just thrown a pack up there and rest the rifle on a pack. Yeah. So is it a absolute must? No, but on a more of a PRS style bipod, yes. But going back to the Magpul, this was never meant to be a PRS style shooting bipod. I'm pretty sure they just meant for it to be a hunting style bipod. I could be wrong, but you know, whatever. Again, let me be completely clear. I don't hate Harris. I don't hate Atlas. For a long time, I remember thinking like, man, if I just ever could get me an Atlas, I'd just be, it'd be gold. Which, I mean, that was also back when the only bipods I even knew about was a freaking Harrison and Alice.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sure there were others available. But that was kind of like, that was all I knew about. Like, oh, you can afford a Alice, get a Harris. You know, that's kind of where you lived, Alice and Harris. But then, like,
don't knock Caldwell.
No, I had some back in the day, son. None of them lasted. I will say this. I don't know if they still do, but Black Hawk did a knockoff Harris for a while. And I think one of these floating on this table is actually a Black Hawk. If you were going to get a knockoff Harris, Black Hawk, take this with the, you know, I don't know about nowadays. But back in the day, Black Hawk was the route to go for a knockoff Harris. But nowadays, like, you've seen this explosion in companies making bipods. So that's why, like, here we are, 2024, there's fucking bipods, just so many freaking options. It's unreal. So, moving on down the line, you know, like I'm talking about in the video, like, my favorite bipods for more PRS style shooting is the MDT, which is this guy right here. The double pull. What is they call this? The Sky Pod?
It's Sky. I don't fucking know. $1,000 bipod. We'll just call it that.
The really expensive bipod. Now.
Yeah, wait. Rattle that real quick. Oh, Magpul's just cheap, right?
This thing must be a piece of shit. MDT don't know what to talk about. It's rattly. It's. I would never carry this hunting, although. Say that. I carry one hunting a lot. The tri-pull. It is freaking heavy as shit. Like, this is a heavy-ass bipod. But from a predator hunting standpoint, that tri-pull, you know, like I've talked about before, I had to do some work on it to get it to up to standard for predator hunting. One, paint all this shiny shit. Two, I had to remove the top here, the clamp, and put in relief cuts on that little table for the pan feature. To evacuate sand easier. Because that shit, like, it was out of control. And three, this little pin here that unlocks your pan feature. I had to extend that little handle there. From a predator hunting standpoint, these are worthy changes to make to your bipod. I'm sure in a competition scene, I would definitely, if like I was more serious about PRA shooting, one, I'd probably do the same thing. Remove this top, put the relief cuts in to evacuate sand. And extend this little lever here that unlocks the pan feature. Because this is just one of those things that most of your average shooters are never going to pay attention to. They'll never understand because they don't hunt. Or they've never been in a scenario where it's needed. And that is how handy pan is in a bipod. From a hunting scenario more than anything. And if you own something such as a Atlas, especially a freaking Harris. Especially Harris. I'm just going to pick on Harris. From a hunting scenario, you're on a rifle, you're on an animal. Animals rarely sit still. And if you have to pick up the rifle every 5 seconds to move it, that's pretty freaking annoying. Because you're trying to build a good shooting position, get comfortable behind a rifle to make the shot whenever you're ready. Assuming you're shooting further than freehand distance, because you're on a bipod. Especially on a Harris. Especially on the taller Harrises from a predator hunting standpoint, as you're torquing the rifle, you're contorting the rifle, and with these big old springs on this bouncy boy here, you're basically building in a bad situation for a miss. Because when that recoil takes off from the shot, the shit's gonna happen. It's gonna have to unspring. It's gonna have to relieve all of its pressure you built into the stupid springs and the legs and all that shit. And, you know, Atlas is kind of the same way, but kind of not. There are several different versions of Atlas. It does do things and all that other shit. But I much rather would like to have a bipod that has some sort of pan feature. And again, it all comes down to, if you're hunting, having a pan feature in your bipod is handy as shit. But in a PRS style scenario where they have you shooting off of all these crazy, stupid whatevers, like, being able to place this bipod in several different positions can be handy. So having that feature at your fingertips is handy. In newsflash, people, do we need to wrap this up?
You're good for a little bit longer.
Oh. Newsflash, people, a bipod being rigid is not always the best thing. That's a lot of my issues with the Harris. Is it's rigid. Now, there are Harrises that have different features, like tilt. Does Harris make one that has pan? I don't know. I've gotten rid of so many of them at this point.
I know they have tilt. I haven't used one in so long.
I know they have tilt, but I don't think they have one that has pan. When you take a bipod that's extremely rigid, you cannot get any load into it. Now, I'm not going to get too far into that itself because I'm saving that for the video when people really see firsthand how to actually utilize a bipod and why it is important and why the MagPul is so great. But I remember when... Now, you're going to have to refresh my memory on this.
I remember when I lost my mind.
Was it when the MagPul got popular... When Atlas put out the little PSA about the fucking...
Oh, our bipods are manufactured to be preloaded.
I don't, like...
I remember you and I just laughing about the caption, because it was like...
It was so stupid.
It was like, it felt like it was a telephone game, like an engineer said something to somebody who said something to somebody who said something to a sales guy who said something to a marketing guy.
It was so stupid. Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
What do you mean? What? I don't... Anyways, I'm not going to get too far down that rabbit hole until we put out the video. Like, that's when you'll start to see certain bipods shine over the others. And it's the ones that have it built in the right way enough slack, which gives it that rattly boy bullshit. Well,
you get a bipod out, like grab the MagPul or something, extend the legs down. So like, go on MagPul's thing and watch the video.
Drop the legs. My bad.
Yeah. And then, like, just, like, show it from a side angle, like a side profile. Like
if you should have had a rifle.
I know. Here. If you had a rifle, right, when he's talking about loading the bipod, you're basically putting pressure forward, and what happens is you're kind of creating a resistance for when the rifle recoils, it returns to an original position. Think of it almost like some kind of like pneumatic, like a shock absorber or something. You're using your bipod as a shock absorber. If it's rigid, and you like, what's going to happen to the recoil? And you'll see this with people. And this is how you look for guys who have Mark 12s on Instagram. None of them can fucking shoot. And they have that Harris, and they're putting like their position is putting so much like against the actual rifle. When it goes to recoil, the rifle bounces up and down.
Yes.
And you'll see that a lot with Harris's.
And, you know, this is where people get twerked off, is they'll never see the difference because they don't shoot far enough. Like, I know. I've done all the testing. I've shot all the bipods. I've shot and tested at 1,000 yards what happens when you don't do certain things as opposed to when you do certain things. And I would also have to say that because a lot of people don't know how to properly load a bipod or set up their rear bag or set up behind a rifle. That's why so many people are like, these ballistics caps ain't really all that good. Like, I have to tweak on everything to make it right. It's like, no, they're pretty fucking good nowadays. Once you have your BC locked down, your projectile and your velocity locked down, a lot of the problems you're having is, one, you're inputting shit wrong, or two, you don't actually know how to shoot and you're developing your ballistics data or your solution around your shitty shooting practices. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, so the biggest thing I hear and see all the time, and this 100% has to do with bipod and more so rear bag placement or how to properly utilize a rear bag. See and hear this all the time. Man, I've gone over my ballistics app a million times. I have all my information inputted. I chronographed this ammo a million freaking times. The BC of the projectile is what it is. It's a good BC. I'm still getting higher hits than what my ballistics solver is calling for. First thing I always do is I'm like, put your phone down, record yourself shooting. 9 times out of 10, it's a bipod issue or a rear bag issue at 1,000 yards. a little bit of a dip in the back end or a bounce of the front end is going to cause a little bit higher of an impact. It's not your data. It's not your ballistic solver. It's the way you're shooting the rifle 9 times out of 10. And all you boys out there that are like, oh, but my Atlas or my Harris and everything else, most of them aren't even shooting long range that often. Because let's be honest, most people don't live somewhere where they can easily shoot long range a lot. So they're basing this off of one.
You guys are posers.
What looks cool. Two, what other people, you know, are doing or saying is the best. And it's newsflash. Most people on social media are completely full of shit and they're lying to you. Or three, but my military says this, you know. If you get out there and actually use things before you develop these crazy opinions, you might find a little bit of a surprise behind some equipment. And like I said, I was in the same boat. When I first saw the Magpul, I'm like, meh. Because I was so like, again, this is like primo Atlas days. I had a bazillion Atlases at that time because I'm just like, that is the bipod. But then all of a sudden, Magpul comes out one. Then all of a sudden, Accutac comes on the scene real hot and heavy. Then Warren comes out one. Then MDT starts coming out with some. And then so-and-so comes out. And I'm just like, whoa. I need to test other bipods because this Magpul really changed my mind about what is actually important. Because it was always, even though, again, this is just like, oh, man, I've got Atlas bipods now. I'm really, you know, I'm top shit. I'm a good shooter. But it really started showing me a lot of things when I actually learned more on how to properly shoot a rifle at long ranges. I'm like, you know what? I kind of fucking hate this bipod. Unless it's buried down in dirt, I can't get it to do what I really want it to do. And then that's when I started exploring other bipods and finding out like, oh, actually, from a standpoint of usability and controlling recoil impulses and all that kind of shit, the Atlas really isn't worth all the money you have to pay for it. Other than the fact, I'll give this to you. These are pretty heavy duty bipods, especially if you get the American made one. But also pro tip. I've bought many of the knockoffs back in the day. I still know a lot of people running them, some bitches. Because I started, what I do is I basically fix them and give them away. Yeah, there's a big difference between them. And I would recommend you supporting Atlas as opposed to Chinese knockoffs. But at the end of the day, people got budgets. You know, if for some reason you want a freaking Atlas for $50... You want something that...
A Team U Atlas?
That looks like an Atlas. Let's be honest, it's not an Atlas. That will work. Get one. Or go to the great all-American made company, Magpul. Because this bipod is fantastic. Now, as I said before, there is a certain weight that you get to on the Magpul that I no longer really like it. And that's going to be over 16... Probably over actually 20, but I'm knocking the weight down. But... we could carry on about this for hours. This is going to, again, like I said, be sure and follow the other YouTube channel, Texas Predator Hunting, Bing, for the bipod series. Are you actually going to put it in this time? You didn't on 12 Minute Talk the other day?
Oh, did we say we're going to?
You did say you were going to.
Wait, you're talking about the 12 Minute Talk about the YouTube channel?
No.
So you could definitely put it in that one.
The other day's 12 Minute Talk, you're the supposed freak? To link it. Yeah.
Oh.
But anyways.
I was in such a hurry to get that one. I didn't even listen to it.
We will be doing more of these, and it's stuff that's not worthy of a full video. We'll be checking in, talking about feet design. We'll be...
for all you foot fags out there.
Independently discussing attributes about bipods.
I have a question for you.
Yes.
So if you were to advise Magpul for like a Magpul Pro bipod, what would you tell them to do different?
Number one.
I do think where the legs are plastic, it would be sexy in aluminum, personally.
Pro level. Okay, Wade, we want to build a PRS Magpul bipod.
Yeah, heavier bipod. Yeah, heavy duty.
Go aluminum.
Aluminium.
Give me...
the new Magpul Pro bipod built with aluminium.
One more stop here in between. Other than that, the design's flawless. You might reach out to Annex Defense and get their little lever for this. That's fucking... I'll talk about that later on. That's a super worthy upgrade. Basically, taking the Magpul to the next freaking level. But yes, that's all I do is Make it aluminum, so it's a little bit more heavy duty for the, just like, you know how the gamer rifles are. There's like fucking 30, 40 pounds or whatever the case would be. Make it all aluminum. Give me one more stomp in there. It's gold. Yeah. The little lever like NX Defense does. But anyways, we're going to wrap this up because we got to do a live here in a minute.
Yep.
Be sure and go check out alleymunitions.com.
Subscribe. Subscribe.
I think he wants you to subscribe.
We're putting chemicals in the podcast to make you subscribe.
If you're in Midland, Texas, go by Out Outdoors. We appreciate everyone. We'll see you guys next time.
Well, no, no. We have to end this with a quote for all of our BIPOD haters. A quote from the one and only Donald J. Trump. Every time I speak of the haters and losers, I do so with great love and affection. They cannot help the fact that they were born fucked up. Go try a Magpul BIPOD. Good night.